Faith groups in the Upper Valley are discussing ways to provide sanctuary for undocumented residents who are fearing deportation. Over the weekend, about 100 people from different denominations spent the day learning about the immigrant community and ways to protect them. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis was there and has more.
The room at the Hanover Friends Meeting House is buzzing. About 100 people of all faiths are clustered together sitting on folding chairs. They are tasked with finding ways for each of their churches, synagogues, or mosques to provide sanctuary for those hiding from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. ICE has increased its efforts to deport those without legal status across the nation in recent months. A group of four women from the Lebanon United Methodist Church huddled together to talk about how they have begun to think about immigration issues. Kaylee Levine of Lebanon is one of them.
I knew I didn't know much about the immigrant community, but I didn't realize how much I didn't know about immigration. What I've heard is appalling, disgusting, revolting, nauseating.
Some went as far to describe their potential plans using the term Underground Railroad by connecting different houses of worship as an Upper Valley sanctuary network. They also discussed the term sanctuary broadly, looking at ways to provide food, gift certificates, and car shares for those afraid of being taken by ICE. A theme that emerged for the mostly white crowd was the idea that nothing should be done about providing sanctuary without the input of those who have experienced living in the U.S. as immigrants. Maria Ortiz is from Colombia and now has legal status. Ortiz stood up in front of the crowd to share her experience.
But this is a feeling that I cannot translate. Mm-hmm. Because it's a feeling that only you can feel it when you go to other country.
That's right.
And be illegal immigrant. It's so powerful, that feeling, the fear, no power, that you feel less than human.
This meeting was co-sponsored by the United Valley Interfaith Project, a group which includes 15 different communities around the Upper Valley. Sanctuary is not an official legal status, but since the 2016 election, the number of interfaith groups that have publicly identified themselves as sanctuary for undocumented people has doubled around the country. But this isn't exactly a new concept. In the 1980s, sanctuary was discussed around the Guatemalan Civil War.
But Guatemala was a little different because the United States government had a cozy relationship with the Guatemalan government. Asylum was not an alternative for Guatemalans. So that put us in a position of trying to protect some people who were not going to get protection any other way.
That's Kathleen Shepherd. She's a member of the Hanover Friends Meeting. She tells the audience about how in the 1980s, the Hanover Friends Meeting House, the very building they're in today, became a physical sanctuary for a Guatemalan family.
We formed a sanctuary here in this building. We did not do that alone, by any means. The whole community was very much engaged. We all came together to provide the basic necessities, to provide health care. Employers offered jobs when, in fact, it was illegal for them to do so. This community really stood up.
Now, everyone at this meeting will go back to their own parishes across the region to gauge enthusiasm for this cause. They'll be meeting again as a group in the coming months to create actionable plans for a sanctuary network in the Upper Valley. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.